Right. And then, hi, everybody, and welcome to our second of the implementation calls. These are calls I've been really excited about doing to really get you motivated and inspired and excited about what we have inside the module. So if there's modules you've already been to, that way you get a little bit of a review. And if it's modules that you haven't been through yet, it gets you excited to get there. So let's see. I'm setting it up so I can record my screen and you can see my whole screen, which means that I can't really see you guys very well, but that's okay because you'll go down to short. So module three is the subject of this one, which is macronutrients. And this is one of Lynn's favorite modules. She's told me many times. And I like this module too because it really dispels the myths of what are macronutrients. We hear a lot about it. There's actually a program. It's all about the macros. And it's like, as long as you get your macronutrients right, it doesn't matter what you eat. Okay. That's such BS. I cannot believe it. I'm just going to be really clear. The stuff that's BS, like, yeah, you can eat Twinkies and you can eat, you know, whatever, hydrogenated, as long as you get your macros right. No, macros and micros are what's important. And the quality of the food and how much toxicity is in the food and how healthy the food's going to be for your cells. Is it going to grow good cells or is it going to kill cells? So it's, you know, it's all about weight loss. Everything's about weight loss. In reality, when we get people on really good macronutrient, micronutrient ratios for them, you know, taking into account a lot of what we have in the food principles module, which talks about how do we personalize it for their particular needs. There's no absolutes when it comes to diet. Like, this is the absolute best diet for everybody. And there's no absolutes when it comes for a diet, even for an individual person, because it varies based on the time of year, the seasons, the weather, whether they're on vacation or at home, whether they're ill or exposed to things. I mean, there's just going to be variable. And what we really want to teach people is how to tune in and know, something went out of balance here, right? Something's not quite right. What was it that I did? What was it that I changed that could have shifted the way my body's handling my food? So I think as the best coaches we can be is really helping people to just tune in and helping them to define, of course, like, oh, you have a histamine intolerance. Not just, okay, for the rest of your life, you're going to avoid all the high histamine foods, but what's going on to cause that? Right? We're always looking. We're always asking the why questions and what's going on to cause that so that they can heal that piece and then be able to later eat histamines again. You know, and there are times, of course, when there's permanent damage from somebody doing bad stuff to their body for a long time, exposure to radiation, which may have damaged cells. But we're moving them in the direction of not just, okay, I have a problem handling this. Let's just stay away from it for the rest of my life. Why? Why? Your best question you can ask is why. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to take you through module three and show you what's out there and show you, you know, the amazing wealth of information and then open up for questions to see, like, how can I support you in getting excited and going through it? And if you've already been through it, this will just serve as a good review. All right. We ready to get started? Yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. All right, so I'm going to mute anybody that's unmuted. Mute yourself so that we have a nice, clean recording. Because if your dog barks or the postman rings the doorbell or whatever, I want to just make sure we have a clean recording. Okay, let's get started. So I'm going to share my screen. Where's my button to share my screen? There it is. It's interesting. It doesn't put the share screen on the Zoom. All right, so share my screen. All right, now what you have is my screen. And I'm going to move it over a little bit. I'm going to move you guys over this side. So this is macronutrients. And as you know from all the modules, hopefully you've been through, if you're brand new, you haven't been through many, but that all the modules are set up in a similar way. We start with learning objectives. We have a pretest. We have the core content. In this case, there's 5 core content pages. In some cases, there's 1 or 2. And in some cases, there's 22. So it just depends on how much content is in there. We divide it all up so that it's on separate pages so you can keep track. We have the advanced topics. We have done for you resources, next steps, and then the exam. Some of them may not have advanced topics. Some of them may not have done for you resources. But in this particular case, we have a lot of this. So what we have here is on learning objectives. This is like a good thing to just start with. Most people skip that. That's just BS. You know, who cares about learning objectives? I'm just going to jump right in. But it gives you an idea of what we want you to understand by the end. Do we want you to know every little atom in every little cell that we show you or every little molecule that we show you? No. What are macronutrients and what do they do? Where they're found? The hormone balancing and healing effects of macronutrients, and be able to explain the role of each macronutrient category. These are the things you're going to have to do with your clients. So this is why it's part of the learning objectives. The pretests are all, I think they're all about 10 questions long. And it's just a good way for you to get an idea of what you already know and what you're going to need to know, right? And what you can be looking for. So do the test, not with the idea that I'm going to ace this test, but do the test with the idea that this test is going to teach me where I need to pay particular attention in this module because there's stuff I don't know. We're all going to go into each of the modules with stuff we already know. And you may already know when you answer this question, what are the main building blocks of all fats? Omega-3 fatty acids, polysaccharides, amino acids, or fatty acids. We all kind of probably know that it's fatty acids. It's not omega-3 in particular. Polysaccharides are sugars. Amino acids are from protein. But if you don't know that, great. That makes you know that that's the basics that you're going to pay attention to, which are not a macronutrients, et cetera, et cetera. So we have all of these. And you answer your questions. And then go to the core content. So in the core content here, we have introduction. Okay, so the introduction. Now, this checklist is important to see because you want to check these pieces off as you go along. Because if you want to progress in the program and you want to finish everything, you're going to need to fill these in. Okay, and in order to move on, and for some of you have been in the program a long time, so all the modules are actually open to you. But for those of you who are newer, we have it set up so that the modules are open upon completion of the previous. And we went back and forth as to whether we wanted to do that. But we kept hearing from people, "Oh, it's overwhelming. I have all these modules. I don't know what to choose from." It's like, it's not a candy store and it's not a smorgasbord. It's a course and it's meant to build one module to the next. Now, some of them can be done out of order. No doubt about that. And if you get to the point where you're like, I really need this one opened because I've got some clients or whatever, then you will open it for you. No worries, right? But we really want you to progress through so that when you come to the time when you're ready to do a certification that you don't go, oh my God, I have 14 module exams to complete. That's overwhelming. One module exam to complete is fine. So I really want you to make sure that you pay attention to that. So we have watched the introduction video, downloaded the slides and transcripts. We have these here, download the slides and the audios and videos and document any important notes, because what we find is that people, you lose track. Where was that in that module and how do I find it? And it's really good, I think, to have a nice sorted library on your computer. And I do this whenever I take a course. I create a folder for that course. So it says NEPT. And then it will say macronutrients. And then the subfolder, you know, all the subfolders, I do one subfolder for each module. And then under that, you put your file. So under macronutrients, you're going to put the slides for this and the slides for each of these. I mean, if you want to get even more granular, you can have a subfolder for each of these pieces. But I just personally would put it all in one. But we want you to download these because these become yours forever. So you watch the video, and the video is probably a short one. Let's see. It's 9 minutes. It's really short, right? It's simple. And what it looks like overall, I'll show you the printer-friendly slides. intro, like, what are they? We, you know, kind of all know what they are, but we talk about it in a little more detail than that. So it's really a simple first module. So you can just quickly watch it and take over. And then if you have any notes, you can always put these here. And then when you come back to your page, you'll see them. And that might be like, oh, I really liked when this, or review this, or I only got to minute 7:07 and I want to watch the rest. You can have your own private notes here so that you can come back. The water, again, it's not huge, but here's the water. You know, watch the core content, download the slides and videos, and document an important notes. But we also have, which we should add to that, download the extra files. So that's a good thing to add to that. Water and the cure and prevention of disease. Let's see how long it is.
Hello and welcome
18 minutes. You know, as in all the modules, you have the video downloadable, the audio downloadable, the slides in full. So if there's particular areas that you really want to take notes on, and small is not good, slides printer friendly. So you can actually open up slides full. You can open up slides printer friendly. You can print out the whole thing to have in your notebook, but you may say, you know, on slide 4, I really want that big. And you print it out. Then there's always transcripts. And then on this, there's a review points page. So let me look at the slides first. I'll just show you what's in here. So the things you want to be looking at here are, how do I apply this to clients? How do I apply it to me? I really recommend you apply stuff to you first. So what is the function and types of water and quantity? Guidelines about when to drink. These are things you can just create your own little handouts for folks on when to drink and how to drink and how to determine how much they need. And I believe that you need to do this at the beginning of every person's program, because it's amazing how many people know this is important and don't do it, and then wonder why they're not getting better. I wonder why I'm still out of balance here. I wonder why my skin is still dry. I wonder why I'm still constipated. Well, drink your water, right? We need to be able to just remind them that these basic concepts are not just things that are nice to hear, and not just for other people, but for you. Signs of dehydration, challenges associated with it. So especially knowing this stuff, if somebody's dealing with high blood pressure, it's like, guys, you need to get hydrated, and here's how to do it. So the modules are giving you practical strategies for doing it. And I think there's a done for you too. Pain associated with it. You know, somebody could be having angina, heart pain, chest pain, but it's really not their heart. They're dehydrated. There was a book, I have the reference in here, You're Not Sick, You're Thirsty, by Dr. Batman. And he basically said that all the things he was finding with his patients, like most of them were related to dehydration, and we got them properly hydrated, a lot of that stuff went away. Migraine headaches for years, and all sorts of things. So this is a great little short module, short talk to help you with all that. Now the review points, transcript's just a transcript. Some of them are edited, some of them are not. It's like, so you'll see poor grammar or whatever, but the review points. So here's some review points, signs of dehydration. So it's basically summarizing a lot of the stuff that's on the slides in one little document that you can use to coach your clients. It's pretty cool. But then down here, we give you a hydration status assessment that you can use with your clients to determine, are they hydrated, right? Here's a list, okay? There's also hydration strategy. So they say, do this, and how much water should I drink, and how often? So you basically calculate it. I gave you the list, the reference to the book, and how much should they drink. And then here's a checklist, right? Keep a hydration journal to assess how much you drink, determine how much you need based on the weight thing. So if somebody comes in to see you and they're 180 pounds, and 3 months later they're 150 pounds. They need a little less water. So that's good incentive for dropping the extra weight. So you teach them how to journal it. You teach them how to calculate it. You determine how much water they need. And then, you know, here's some strategies, you know, filling the jars, having them around. Anyway, so, and I give you a schedule. So this is something you can use to really coach your people on how to do the water, because they're always going to say, well, I'm busy and I don't drink because I don't want to have to pee, and explain to them really what's happening in their body when they're dehydrated. And then we have, we have a couple of, why is that happening? Somebody's going to have to turn that off. It's covering up your thing, isn't it? I don't care that there was a new version of Teamwork Task. I'm busy. Can't you tell? All right. There we go. Anyway, it's a message from a software that I have running. I wasn't talking to a person. And then additional materials, water, what your clients need to know. You know, and you can read all about that. If they drink alcohol, which we don't like them to do, or caffeine, they're dehydrating beverages, so they need more water. You go, oh, they drank 10 cups of coffee today, so that's plenty to meet their hydration needs. No, I'm afraid not. It's actually dehydrating them to do that. And then there's a whole thing on water filtrations, tap water versus water filtrations. And you can read this, and you can use these things to come up with your own, you know, guidelines for them. So it's just some various websites that you can research and, you know, give them access to for that. All right. So any questions on the water module, hydration?
My page doesn't have review notes, but I have some of that literature.
What, your module doesn't have what?
The review points.
Really?
No, it doesn't, but I have some of that information, just I guess because I've been in the system long enough.
That's weird. Okay, Lynn, make a point to log in to her. I don't understand, because this shouldn't be hidden from anybody. I mean, it really is. That's kind of weird. So that's out of my realm of capability to fix, but we'll get somebody to fix it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, yeah. Anybody else have that issue? Maybe it's your screen. Who knows?
Okay. I went back to it. I logged out. Now it's there. Okay.
Okay. Good. All right. We'll go to Fat. Fat's Lynn's favorite one to show people when she's demonstrating this, because there's so much good information. Like, people talk all the time about omega-3s and 6s. Do they really know what it is? Do you really know what it is? Right? Who here can tell me what the difference is between an omega-3 and a 6 fat? Anybody? Anybody want to try?
You have a good, I believe, reaction. It has to do with carbon tail.
Yeah. Carbon tail. Okay, what does that mean? Be specific.
So, and well, there's different ones underneath each category, but if you look at the structure of it, there's a bond that has to do with the carbon structure. That changes the structure, which is why it's so important we understand all the different types of fats there are. Because if you have somebody who isn't tolerating particular fats, you want to see, you know, again, which category, 3, 6, or 9, mm-hmm. and then within it, which ones. And so as you go through this particular module, it shows you the different structures so you can see what in their biochemistry might be coming up against the biochemistry in that particular fat. And then that's why I like the blood spot fatty acid test, because it can tell you more about which, how they're reacting to those. Yeah. And again, so, it can tell you more about what's going on as they digest them.
Yeah, so that's good. And what about, like, what does 3 mean and 6 mean and 9 mean? What's the meaning of that?
Well, isn't that the placement on the structure where it's at?
Right. So we're talking polyunsaturated fats, which means right. they have more than one double bond. And so yes. in a 3, the first double bond is at the 3, the third position. The 6. Yeah. It's at the 6th position, the 9, it's at the 9th position. So that's what it means. A saturated fat doesn't have any double bonds. All of them are single. So yeah, thank you. That's good. That's good. She studied it. All right. So this one's probably a little longer.
Hello and welcome to our Institute for...
Yeah, this is an hour and 19 minutes. Someday maybe we'll go back and break it down into shorter videos. But this is where this notes field could come in. So say you only have 20 minutes to watch. You can come down here and say, I watched up until minute 22, you know, so you know where you left off. Okay. And then
I'll add that because when people do that, I see their notes. It comes in to my email. And quite honestly, I really enjoy seeing the different things people have to share. It's just really interesting to me to see what people are writing. It's like you're reminding yourself, okay, that this is what this means. So I'm continuing to learn along with you. So thank you.
Yeah, and I think it's great. I think it's a great activity to be taking notes as you watch. So whether you print out the slides and, you know, just mark things up as you go. Because when we learn, you know, we have to use all of our senses. And the more senses we use, the more we're going to retain. So if we just listen, they say it's about 7% of what you hear only you're going to retain. This is why I do all my stuff in slides and screen shares and the tactile, you write notes. So if you add the visual component, you retain a little more. And if you add the kinesthetic, the writing, you add a little more. I personally take lots of notes, but I rarely go back and look at my notes because it's the act of writing it that reinforces it in my brain. And I was always like this. I make all the most amazing flashcards that everybody in school would want to borrow from me. And I never looked at them. I just made them, you know? So it was cool.
I'm a note taker. I usually print out the transcript though, and then I highlight the important things that I want to remember. And then I write all around.
Yeah.
Or I write on the back.
That's a good way to do it too. Whatever works for you, but we give you all of this. And, you know, I've done programs. In fact, I just signed up for one that I'm doing and they don't give you all of this. They don't give you the transcripts. They don't give you the slides. A lot of them don't give you audio and video. And a lot of them don't let you download it. So you can't be on your phone. I like to listen to things when I'm running. So if I download a thing to my phone, I can be running and listening. Whereas streaming doesn't quite work when you're running through the neighborhood because of the bandwidth and the you know, you're relying on moving through space. But it does work really well. It's choppy when you try to do streaming while you're running. But if you've downloaded it to your own device. So I've included in this program all the things that have been my pet peeves over the years. I remember somebody listening to somebody's call that was describing their own program and they were talking about how, oh yeah, and we do audio and then we have a workbook. But I was like, well, what about visual learners, right? It really helps to be able to watch. And I recommend that on these modules that are more complex that you watch it first and you really, you know, because even listening with your own pages, you don't know when the flipping is happening necessarily, right? It just, for me anyway, it helps to watch first. And then I like to download it and listen to it when I'm making food or traveling around or in the car or like, you know, Lynn travels a lot with her daughter. She may not get to listen to it with her daughter because she's got her daughter in the car and daughter might not want to listen to macronutrients. But, you know, you just think about those ways. Like what are some of the spaces where you can listen? And that would be a reinforcing piece. And you're going to hear things the second time that you didn't hear the first time. I took an herbal course many, many, many years ago with Paul Bergner. And he is amazing. But, you know, listening to once in the car, and then I'd listen to it again in the car and I go, huh, when did they add that section? You know, and I listened to it third time, huh, when did they add that section? Because you don't remember everything you heard, right? And it feels like it's new. So the more exposure you can get. And I love the idea of printing the transcript and writing because you are reinforcing it. And then you just have to go back to your notes. You don't have to necessarily listen to it again. So yeah, when we look at this one, and this is where all the geeky stuff Lynn was just talking about comes in. It's, you know, what are they and all that, but like, why is it important in inflammation? This is just another version of charts you've seen before. What are eicosanoids? What are these things? You know, what are delta 60 saturates, which is the enzyme that converts your short chain fats like your flax and your chia and your hemp and your walnuts and, you know, your omega 6 side. It converts it to the longer chain, which are the ones that are more biologically active in the system. So what is this delta 60 saturates? A lot of people are having trouble, not because they're not taking in enough fatty acids, but because this enzyme isn't getting what it needs. So there's things that inhibit it, and then there's things that improve it. And we talk about all of that in the video. How much omega-3 do people really need? And it's really not that much of the EPA DHA. It's like less than a gram a day. But how do we get less than a gram a day? And this is RDA. So, of course, we want to inflate it from there because it's not necessarily for optimal health. It's just to keep people alive. But even if it's 5 grams a day, it's not that much. Well, maybe it is, but you can get ALA is 2.2 grams a day, and the ALA can get converted to a EPA and DHA. But if they don't have enough of the nutrients, the magnesium, here's in this chart, you know, the magnesium and the zinc and the vitamin C and B12 and all that, they're not going to convert it. Right. So I give you a chart, and there's some other things later in there that help you to see, are these people at risk? And they're going to be at risk if they don't have the thing. So then there's the omega-3-6 ratio. You have access to my spreadsheet, and it compares the different amounts of 3 and 6 in all of these common foods. What else do we have in here? I talk a little bit about the blood spot fatty acid test, and we go in way more detail on that in the inflammation module, the immune system module. What are some of the GLA sources? We hear a lot about evening primrose, but hemp is actually decent percentage of GLA, and buckthorn is much higher, and borage is much higher, right? So there's my little charts, and that's just the beginning. In the next section, we're going to get into the geeky stuff. And then on here, look at all this great stuff you have. You have essential fatty acids evaluation that you can use, you can tailor, et cetera. I think it's also on the Done For You page, where you can get it in a Word doc or Excel sheet or whatever. What are some of the labs you can run to see how people are doing here? What are some protocols? Like, these are just things I've written, like how to teach somebody to give your body an oil change. So you can look through this and give them guidelines, right? So you can create a whole program around teaching people to control their inflammation with fat. And we did. It was called Eat Your Way Out of Pain. And omega-6 and 3 content of certain foods. This is an Excel spreadsheet originally. But this, you have access to this full spreadsheet where you can actually go in and put stuff in and calculate. And then I put in recipes. So you can see if they eat these recipes, what's their omega-3-6 ratio down here. This we have to change because I've changed the thing. And it's actually, it's supposed to be 6-3. And that's slightly different, so we'll change that. Anyway, and then you have additional materials. I have an article I wrote for ERC. I have essential fatty acids tidbits I wrote for them. And then you've got this Eat Your Way Out of Pain. I give you the whole home study course. And this is actually just, and this is a great idea for you if you want to get started in doing like a little webinar or whatever. I just did a 2-hour webinar. It was before we had all this great technology to do slide shares. And I just did it in an audio format, and I gave people some handouts. And so there's an ebook, flowcharts, and audio that have come from that. And there's an audio. What's the Get the Skinny on Fats?
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, that was a Blog Talk Radio show that I did. Yeah, so you've got a lot of resources here, and use them, right? Really go through in depth and finish the whole module before you move on to the next one. Then we have the next fat one. Wasn't that, where was the, oh, there's more. I see. I missed that. So the fats, fat structure and function, is this managing inflammation? Where was the?
Hello and welcome to.
I'm going to look at the slides. The one that has all the charts that show omega 369. Ah, here you go. Right, this is what she was showing. This is what the structure of fats. It's nothing fancy. It's just carbons and hydrogens all strung together, and oxygen at one end, a hydroxyl carboxyl group, and a methyl group at the other end. Good old methyl groups, right? why is methylation so important, right? And then saturated fats are, see all the bonds between these? They're all just one bond, right? And they all have hydrogen in everything. And a saturated fat means that every bond. So if you have a chemical, you've got a bond coming off in four directions. And if all of them are filled, all the carbons are filled, then you're going to have a saturated fat. And this is your list. And then monounsaturated, they have one place only where there's a bond, and we call these omega 9 because good 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. The ninth carbon has a bond, right? That's where the bond is. So that's what we do. And then we have a list of those. And then we have polyunsaturated. You see, it actually changes the shape of them. They're not straight anymore, but we have double bonds. 1, 2, poly meaning, more than one. This particular one has three. But its first one is at the third carbon. That's an omega-3, okay? And we have short-chain omega-3s and long-chain, and we talk all about it. So that's a omega-3. This is an essential omega-3, alpha-linoleic acid. We cannot make it. These others, we can make these from the others, but we can't make linoleic, alpha linoleic and linolenic. Alpha linoleic, ALA, is a 3 and LA is a 6. So there, the first one is at the 6. Does that make sense? This one happens to have 3. This one has 2. Okay. And then we have them classified and I give you lots of charts and, just really cool stuff. I think I was looking at the other one. And we give you a lot of fatty acid tests here to look at, just to give you an idea. And then we talk a lot of stuff like triglycerides. What the heck is triglyceride? What the heck is a steroid? What do they look like? Do you have to memorize these structures? No, but when it gets explained and you understand it, you understand the function of them, you understand why they're so important and what things go together, right? And then I show you my favorite chart, which is how cholesterol gets converted to all the other hormones. We talk about phospholipids, right? Phospholipids and why they're so important. Phosphatidylcholine, which is important in memory. It's got the choline gets extracted out. It's really important in memory function. What are lipoproteins? So I really, I've really spent some time with this because this is something that's going to help you when, you start to hear about things or you see things on labs, like you understand kind of what they are. Do I have all this memorized? No. I know where I can find it, though, if I need it, right? And I have an overall understanding. What are these lipoproteins and the different sizes? Now, we go way more detail into this in our cardiovascular module. Nervonic acid, important for the nervous system, right? So this is an important omega-9 that's important for myelin sheaths. And, if you have somebody who has got a lot of issues with brain and nervous system function, I wouldn't run the short fatty acid test, the blood spot. I'd run the full one because it gives you all of these and you can try to figure out like why. So here's some sources of nervonic acid. Oh, maybe that's why I've been craving macadamia nuts. My brain needs some. I've been doing macadamia nuts and tahini, and I made a really cool thing with macadamia and tahini. There you go. Right. And sometimes like following what your body's like craving for, as long as it's not M&Ms and Twinkies, but when you're specifically gearing towards a particular vegetable, a particular type of food that gives you. And so it gives you the food sources of all of these and how much, because if somebody's, well, I'm getting plenty of this stuff. Well, how are you? So here's some references. So that's that. And then, you've got your stuff we already went through. So I think I had shown you this, which was the relationship to inflammation. Okay. Any questions on fats? Does this look interesting to you? Or is this like, oh my God, looks interesting? It is. And when you understand it, it makes it like, now I get it. I get why they're saying this. Protein. Good old protein. Where do you get your protein? People are obsessed with protein. Okay, so here we have this transcript. Some of them have extras like, little chart lists or summaries, and some of them don't. So we'll look at protein, their structure and function, right? It's easier for me to go through it this way. You know, we review The Myth of Getting Enough Protein. I love this cartoon. I just love it. How many times have you had people ask you that? Well, you're eating all those vegetables and salad. Where do you get your protein? Like, seriously? Okay. And what you'll learn. I'm going to go back to this, the triple on the slide, because it makes it easier for me to just skim through some of them and it'll go faster.
I get more of the, you're going to go eat your cardboard.
That's yeah, you eat cardboard. That's what people think that. Oh my God, how do you get pleasure out of food? Have you seen my food? Have you seen my pizzas? And have you seen my peppermint patties? And I'm just making it from real food and not pseudo food that's just chemicalized in a lab.
Like
food from nature, you know? Yeah, I know. You're going to wither away. And people who are like half my age and have half my energy are asking me, you know, telling me that I'm not on a good diet. Like, seriously, you can come talk to me when you have even three quarters of my energy, you know, and you're younger. Okay, that's not working. So I give you the structure. Again, all of these things are just, the differences are that we have nitrogen in protein, which is, you know, it's a double-edged sword, because nitrogen can put a lot of stress on the kidneys. And we want to be careful of too much protein, because we get a lot of nitrogenous waste that makes it hard for the kidneys to go away. People just think, well, if my RDA or what my needs are calculate for protein is, you know, 75 grams, then I'll just get 150 just to be safe. Well, that's putting a lot of stress on your kidneys. It's acidifying you a lot, because these are amino acids, right? It's too much. It's going to put a stress on. So helping people to determine the right amount of protein. So my son is listening to, he's watching, he's really into his nutrition. I mean, he's calculating his calories and his macros and his micros, because he's weightlifting and he wants to lose some fat and gain some muscle. But I think he's listening to, you know, a lot of the bodybuilder type sites. And he said, you know, he was told you need a gram of protein for every pound of body weight. Well, if you're an elite athlete, you need a gram of protein for every pound of lean muscle mass, which is different, right? So he said, well, I've been eating about between 165 and 175 grams a day of protein. I'm like, that's not good, you know? And I'm trying very carefully to, and it's all plant protein. So most of it is protein powder, but he's eating a lot of, you know, seitan and tempeh and tofu. No, he doesn't eat tofu and tempeh. He eats that, and he eats mostly that seitan, which is gluten. Anyway, you can't get your kids to do exactly what you want to, but I think it's dangerous to eat that much protein, you know, on a consistent basis. So what are they? What are the amino acids? The nine essentials, which we can't make. And the conditionally essentials, which if we don't have enough of the essentials, we're not going to make. And then the non-essentials that we can make and usually are not a problem. And then the neurotransmitters, collagen. I bust the myth of collagen in here. I just sent him a collagen, plant-based collagen type protein, because when he gets injured when he's working out, I wanted him to have something to support him. But I was looking at genes. You've got to look at the genes. And if you do that genetic detoxification report on genes, on the last page, there's a section on collagen stuff. And it actually doesn't go, it's not in the book. It's, you have to go to the website. And on the website, it gives really great descriptions of each of those. Well, I discovered for my younger son who skateboards and injures himself all the time. And then it's like months later, he's going, I'm still having this ankle pain. He has problems with collagen genes, and he is known from his genetics, it predisposes him to heal less quickly and to not make collagen as well. So it's like, oh, okay, great. So now I have to convince him, you know, let's just get you adding some of this, you know, collagen support nutrients to your diet. And he doesn't like to take supplements. So I've got a few challenges on my hand there. But when you see that and they say, oh my God, I get injured so frequently. I don't heal well from my injuries. Look at the genes and look at some of these collagen supports. I'm not a big fan of the animal-based collagen because I don't trust it, right? I don't trust where'd those animals be And a lot of it is the bone broth stuff scares me because there's so much lead in bones and you're boiling it for like 36 hours or 24 hours or something. You're extracting all of the lead out. And when they've done studies, they've compared, you know, just water or just water with vegetables in it to throw the whole chicken in the pot and, you know, make the typical chicken soup and then make bone broth. And the levels of lead were astronomical in the bone broth compared to the chicken alone. And then, you know, the one with just the tap water, well, water, I don't remember if they did tap water or distilled water, but they, the one with just the water and the veggies was very low, right? So we can't blame it on the water. It's the bones. And whether those animals are organically raised or not, they're still exposed to the environment. And there's a lot of lead issues that way. So I prefer the other. But anyway, so all of that's in there. And I don't want to go through each of these. And, you know, you've got hours and hours of this. But then there's the sources. This is super important for you guys. You know, like people need to know where the protein's coming from.
Hello, and
this one's 36 minutes. But here's the thing. When we look at protein, people don't even count, and these are nutritionists sometimes, they write these programs, they write these books, and they're looking at protein as being how much protein and calculating it from the soy, from the legumes, from the animal products, the dairy, whatever, and they don't even count vegetables. Those poor veggies, which are so loaded with protein, you've got to teach your people this. If you go down, you know, this is all about what cooking does and assessing their protein status. But here's a compare it, the protein in the animal flesh. And let's see. So like 4 ounces of tuna has 33 grams of protein. 4 ounces, 3.2 ounces of sardines have 22. So hefty in the amount of protein. Look at this. Okay. Dairy and eggs, they're less. You know, yogurt, cheese, et cetera, in a normal serving, you get a lot less. Like everybody's crazy about eggs, but how many eggs do you have to eat to get enough of that perfect protein? You know, so you're eating an egg or two, you're not getting like your protein need met. So these are things you can use to help you in explaining this stuff to people. And then protein and legumes, so it's way more than dairy and yogurt, right? 4 ounces, right? That's a normal kind of serving size. And look at these 17, they're all in the teens, right? But if we look at vegetables, they look lower at first glance, right? So spinach, a cup, 5 grams. How much spinach do you recommend people put in there, or spinach or other greens? Do you recommend people put in a smoothie? Like a cup is like minuscule. We put 3, 4, 5 cups, and we put a lot of it in. So triple that, quadruple that, and what do you have, right? If you quadruple it, you've got over 20. So it puts them way up there in the running because we're teaching people how to eat an abundance of fresh produce. So Brussels sprouts are 3, collard greens are 5, where's broccoli? These are in alphabetical now. Pumpkin seeds, that's in the wrong chart, but pumpkin seeds have you can't eat tons of pumpkin seeds, so we won't even look at that. I mean, I would say, well, yeah, your nuts and seeds are good sources of protein, but I don't think they're as good as vegetables because you can't eat 2 cups of nuts, right? I mean, who can eat 2 cups of nuts? It'd really put a strain on your gallbladder and it wouldn't feel good. So if we look at these, I'm just going to go back and open these in this other, the full size. This is where you may want to print these out. The full size, because it's going to help. And these are things, you know, remember I talk about having your little binder next to your desk when you're working with people that you can actually show them. You can show them some of this stuff. I mean, if you're doing it online, you do it on the screen. All right. So, and look at the calories. Okay. So to get cow's milk, right? 4 ounces. So say people drink an 8 ounce, that's 7.5 grams of protein, right? 7.5 grams of protein is also 150 calories. So how do we get 7.5 grams of proteins with vegetables? So 1.5 of these, so with 60 calories, which is half the calories, you get that much, right? If you look at broccoli, right, 56 calories, 3, so double that, so 100 calories. So it's less calories to get the amount of protein. So when we look at a food, I like to calculate protein density. right? How much protein do you get per calorie? And that's a good thing to do. Even like summer squash and tomatoes, you know, how much, you don't need to, well, I don't, a cup of squash, we eat a whole bunch of it. We make squash spaghetti and we put it in smoothies or we put it in ice cream, Karen's ice cream. So it's just, you know, we really have to not look at this. So as vegetables are just these things, they're loaded with protein, right? And almonds and cashews and walnuts and pecans, these are all like percentage of them are carbs and 11% protein. So they're kind of balanced protein and carb, most of them, right? But they're a lot of fat, which is not bad, but you just have to be aware. If you're trying to get all your protein from almonds, you're going to be eating a lot of almonds, way more fat, way more omega-6 fat, by the way, than you would. But if we look, I was going to just show one more thing. Oh, yeah. So the legumes, right? Yeah, it's 1 cup. I was just kind of, it was hard for me to read. So a cup of these vegetables, it's really easy to put 4 cups, which I always do if I'm making a smoothie, of greens in my, and that's 20 grams of protein. So I've actually done nutritional analysis on smoothies and found that they are loaded with protein, right? You can get 25, 30 grams of protein in one smoothie. Okay, so we have all the stuff and there are all these references for you. Okay, here, what's this? Okay, questions? Comments? Then I have a whole thing on protein powders. It's not up to date with some of the newer ones that have come out. This was done a few years ago, but it's a good reference for you and you can add your own of some of the protein powders that I've looked at. You know, and what's to be thought about. And they just give, you know, lots of that. It's a short video. I think it might be.
Hello. And
17 minutes. All right. And that's it. That's protein, carbs, good old carbs. You know, it used to be fat was the criminal, the maligned thing in the nutrition industry. Now carbs are the bad guys. In reality, we look for balance and we look for each person and what the best macronutrient ratio is for all of them. I was listening to, I listen to things as I'm writing and typing and doing emails, which just drives me nuts. So I was listening to a YouTube video and it's really good on ketosis, but her bottom line, instead of like, it didn't mention vegetables at all, but the bottom line was just keep your carbs below 20 grams. Well, keeping your carbs below 20 grams doesn't give you a lot of vegetables to eat because you can quickly get your carbs up, but they're so loaded with fiber. Why not say keep the carbs to what you need for that individual person to keep their ketones where you want them and their blood sugar where you want them and have them feel good, right? Crazy. You know, I eat tons of vegetables and I always stay with, you know, ketosis of 1.5, 0.8, you know, when it goes down below 1, it's low. But naturally, like our sweet spot diet, most people that do it, they test their ketones, they go, wow, I'm already in ketosis. I didn't do anything special, right? Because that diet, I've been saying for years before keto became popular, that diet is actually a diet that works because it puts people in a mild state of ketosis and it's micronutrient rich, lots of vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. All right. And as much fat as your personal body needs. So then we have the carbohydrate structure. How long is that one?
Hello.
It's about 20 minutes. Slide wise, it's just your basics, you know, and many of you have seen this before. What are carbohydrates? What are their functions? Etc. So that's a simple intro to them. The next one will get more into their structure. So this is going to be a little longer, I think. Let's see, 19 minutes, a little longer. So I did cut a lot of them down that were originally larger. This is where we get into the chemistry. So don't let the chemistry bother you. I explain it really well. What's glucose? What's galactose? What's fructose? Disaccharides, oligosaccharides, fructooligosaccharides. What are all the different kinds of structures? You're going to learn all that. And then clinical applications. Okay, so let's look at that. How long is that? 36. So that gets longer because I get geeky when it comes to clinical applications and what you can do with it. How does cooking affect them? Acrylamide, when you heat carbohydrates in dry, high heat, like baking in the oven or roasting, you can end up with a lot of what's called acrylamide. And acrylamide basically glycosylates the food and it causes a stiffening and a damage to cells. So if we take like French fries, these are the top 20, right? These are foods that people are eating every day. And so, you know, I explain what acrylamides are and why they're bad. When do people need higher carb diets? And, you know, how do we support that? And what should those carbohydrates be? Potential impact of too low carbohydrate. It may create cortisol if they're needing it, decreased testosterone, T3. So I explain that. Types of carbs, assessment, you know, you guys know a lot of that. And I have some charts for carbohydrates and foods, good carbs, bad carbs, et cetera. All right. And then there's specific carbohydrates that people don't handle, usually because they have gut bugs out of balance. So when you find people that have intolerances, what do you want to do? You want to find out how do you fix the root cause of those intolerances. And in some cases, it is kind of inborn and, then you just avoid it. Gluten-free, you know, you guys are very familiar with gluten-free, but this is 47 minutes long. Lots of good information on how to counsel people. What are they and how it affects the immune system and all this sort of stuff. And some of the elimination diets and all that. What I want to add to this is something I just learned recently was that if anybody has, be careful if they have the GAD SNP. Because the GAD, glutamic acid decarboxylase, converts glutamic acid, which is an excitatory neurotransmitter, to GABA, which is a calming one. And it's supposed to be all in balance. And if they have a SNP in that area, they're not going to be able to convert as efficiently from glutamic acid to GABA. And I always think of those persons, some people tease that it's GAD means generalized anxiety disorder. So those are your more hypervigilance or like, perfectionists, et cetera. Well, I just found out recently that the GAD also makes people grain intolerant. People with GADs tend to be grain intolerant. In addition, grain, MSG, they're sensitive to MSG. They're going to be sensitive to soy, dairy, and a couple of other things. So you got to watch that. So looking at their genes really helps to go, let's get you off of this, you know, grain thing and all these other foods. But for me, I noticed when I went grain free that I just have more brain power. I have more energy and all that. And I have tons of GADs. So it made the connection, but you know, that was a trial and error. I did it for other reasons, but I think that it's a good thing to know when you're counseling people. All right, we're at the end of the carbs. And all right, so this module has a ton of done for you and advanced topic stuff. All right, so look at all this stuff, references under advanced topics. There's stuff for water and all kinds of ionizers and everything, loads of resources. There's a ton of them for fat. There's a ton of them for protein, carbohydrate in different areas. So lots of resources for you to go deeper. And most of the stuff you're going to be looking for, you'll find here. Some of them are recordings I did with Tom O'Brien on various things. And you've got audio transcript. So we always give you transcripts so that you can have both ways. The done for you. Tons of stuff here. Tons of stuff. There's a bunch under water and we give you the PDF and the doc. So if you like it, but you want to change it, you want to change some stuff, as long as you give me credit for it, you can change it to your own. You can put your own logo on it. If you think I missed some points that you want to make, just go ahead and put them in. If you don't want to make points I did make, do it. Change it. Change it to be in your vocabulary, but you know, give the credit by using it that way. So there's a bunch on water, fat, protein, and carbohydrates. All right. And next steps. So I always want you to really focus on these next steps to put your stuff into action, right? To actually find somebody, client, family member, or friend to practice the macronutrients assessments on and evaluate your own, right? So use the assessments, get a feel for what they mean. Explain the inflammatory cascade to at least three people. You can have it in front of you while you explain it, but really do it until you feel comfortable explaining it to people. Explain the importance of hydration to at least three people. You know, find some guinea pigs and explain it to them. Explain the difference between complex and simple carbohydrates to at least three people and discuss ways to reduce their simple sugar intake. And explain to at least three people the concept of essential amino acids and the importance of stomach acid for proper protein digestion. So these are all things that were covered in there, but it gives you some things to do in practice. And then finally, the exam. How many questions? A lot of questions. It's 38 questions, 39 questions, right? So, and they're open book, you know, and the idea is if you don't know something that you want to look it up, but there's certain things you just want to be able to have flow off your tongue to practice it. Right. I can open up for questions now. I can keep sharing my screen if you want, or I can close the screen down, but you, some of your questions might relate to the screen. So throw them at me. Was that like just totally clear? Are you motivated to go in and explore?
What do you find? Because I see some experts that talk about water as in get 64 ounces a day as the requirement or the recommendation rather than half your body weight in ounces. So where is that coming from?
So think about this. So if somebody weighs 75 pounds, you know, and they're 12 years old, and another person weighs 250 pounds, right? Do they need the same amount of calories? No. Do they need the same amount of protein?
No.
Right? Why would they need the same amount of water? That poor 75 pounder would be just like, you know, peeing like crazy, and it's not going to be needed. There's more like miles of blood vessels floating through the 250-pound person than the 75-pound person. We need fluid to keep the blood from getting too thick and viscous, right? We need fluid to extract from the cells the toxins and carry them to the liver and then, you know, to get waste. So it doesn't even make sense to just give a blanket statement.
Do you have anybody ever asking you about that? Most of the time when I'm in a conversation about water, they don't drink water.
Yeah.
But if that ever comes up, I'm just not sure what I would even say. It's like, I'm just going to stick with the half your body weight in ounces. But then if they ask me for more information, it's like, I have no idea where that 64 ounces came from.
I don't know where the 64 ounces came from.
Okay.
No, somebody just made it up.
Okay.
I would like to point out, as you think you mentioned in here, there is hydration schedule in the water portion. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if somebody's not drinking water, then you get them to drink one glass of water a day. I think I learned this from Tony, and I have done it with some of my clients, and it's actually been very effective. I don't do anything else with them till they're drinking water. Mm-hmm. And that can be until they're drinking 8 ounces of water. So if I get them drinking 8 ounces of water a day, every day for 2 weeks, we might move on, but I'll see if I can't get them to drink 12 ounces of water.
And this is a real extreme case because very few people are drinking zero water.
Right. Yeah. They were drinking everything else but water. But I would like to kind of build on her question. So one thing I hear a lot about lately is the dry fasting. And so I'm curious, I don't know enough about it. I've just been reading and watching people's experiences. So yeah. I would like to know more about it.
Yeah, so I haven't done a lot of research on it because it just like, oh my God, we're fasting to detoxify. The kidneys are our main organ of elimination of, you know, at least water-soluble toxins. And if we don't have water, what is that doing? But on the other hand, I do read about a lot of that stuff. I haven't been convinced enough to try it on myself, right? Because I've always been taught in all my fasting work and in doing a lot of fasting that we need water while fasting, plenty of it. And I know when I'm going through a fast, I'm on my fifth day of a water fast. I am like thirsty constantly. I feel that dryness in my mouth and my throat. I can't even imagine going 24 hours without water. In fact, I'm going to fill up my water now that we mention it. So yeah, there may be some good science behind it. I am not an expert in it at all. There are people who have gotten really good results with it, and I'm willing to look and read, but I'm not right now in a position to be able to advise you on that. It scares me, quite frankly.
Well, the part that scares me is people who do them extended, and it's not just that they don't drink water. They don't wash their hands, don't bathe, because you then have water entering through your skin. But people come and ask me about them, and I, like you, I'm like, I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. 4 days without water and you can die.
Yeah. Is this really a thing?
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Fasting. 4 days without water, you can die. And like anything else, you don't just go from, I'm fine and then I'm dead. You know, the damage is happening cumulatively over those 4 days, right? Things are shrinking. Cells are shrinking. We're building up toxins. So it scares the living daylights out of me, quite frankly. Now, if you're going to do it 24 hours, you know, I mean, it's not going to kill you. But 4 days
can kill you. Right. There are some religious cultures that do that for like 18 to 24 hours. That part, again, it's an individual thing, but.
And it could be a purification.
It's the ones who do it longer that really.
Right. I don't understand. How is it? Because we're trying to flush toxins out. And, you know, if you don't drink water for 24 hours, I noticed that I wasn't drinking enough the first day. Your bowels get sluggish. Your body's going to suck the water back from every place. What happens if your bowels get sluggish and you've got all this poop sitting in your colon and all the toxins get reabsorbed? So I'm scared of it.
Well, I think, again, it depends upon each individual. There are some people who look at it as a burning off, much like we switch from burning fat for fuel instead of glucose. And there are some people who have molds in their body that it can be good for that.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting perspective. Yeah, that could be. Because it's a dry environment that they can't survive in. But
yeah.
Yeah, I don't know enough about it. I haven't researched it enough to feel safe with it. And I certainly don't feel comfortable enough recommending it to anybody. Water fasting, I've done it a million times. I've got a lot of experience. I've read a lot. I've read studies on it. I know. And for some people, it's not a good thing. Right? For some people, going even 12 hours without water, food is, you know, and most of it's psychological, quite frankly. But there are some physiological reasons for it, which is why I'll tell people, oh, you want to do a fast? Why don't we do it slowly? Had somebody wanted me to guide me through a 28-day fast because I want to heal myself. I want to heal my diabetes. I'm like, okay, let's talk here. Here's the way we can do it, and you got to work with your doctor. And I actually did guide him through a 28-day water fast, but I had him do 1 day. And then he went to 2 days. And then he went to 3 days. And when he could get to a week and make sure that his insulin levels, you know, his glucose levels were okay, that is all the other things that I was measuring were okay, then I let him get started. But it was like, you're contacting me every day. You're taking your blood pressure every day. You're taking your vitals, you're taking your ketones, you're taking your glucose. And if I saw something suspicious about 2 weeks in, he started to get dizzy, lightheaded. I mean, he'd been feeling fine and some other symptoms. And I said, I think your electrolytes are off. I want you to test your pH. I fortunately had some pH papers. pH was fine because I wanted to make sure he wasn't going to ketoacidosis, which was unlikely at that point, but that was what I was concerned about. And I said, go to your doctor tomorrow, get your electrolytes tested and get a full panel. And he did, and everything looked good except for magnesium and sodium were super low, like super low. So we just had him add some liquid magnesium and sodium, and he sailed through the rest of the 2 weeks. So you always have to pay attention to what's going on, yourself or clients. And, you know, I would not recommend, if you don't have experience with extensive fasting over and over, that you try to help people guide them through a fast. Yeah. Cool. Any other questions?
I have a question. I have a very proactive client who's tapering off caffeine, and he's doing a couple of teaspoons, he said, of apple cider vinegar in water with some essential oil, lemon essential oil. And it sounded like he was sipping on it throughout the day. So that raised the red flag about the enamel on the teeth. But I need a little more guidance as to, you know, it's a good thing he's doing, and I don't want him to stop that because he's trying to get off so much caffeine.
So here's what I would recommend, right? I would recommend that he do the apple cider vinegar in the morning, and he just drinks it in 8 ounces and then rinses his mouth real well and then sips on the water with a lemon throughout the day.
Okay, and the water with lemon is not going to damage the teeth?
Lemon oil.
The lemon oil, okay.
The oil won't, no. No, okay. It doesn't have the acids in it. Yeah, that's what I would do. And then all the essential oils are fun. Any of the edibles, right? So he can do some basil essential oil. He can do, you know, there's even, we want him to wean away from the flavor. So I was going to say mountain, what is it? The one that has the flavor extracts. They have a coffee flavored one. But herbal tea would be a good way to do it. Or herbal tea with some essential oils in it. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're on the right track. Anybody else? Questions or comments? Was this helpful?
Yeah.
Interesting? Yeah. Who's done this module already?
I did it a while back, but I started over.
You started over again.
Yeah, it's taken a really long time because I really get to the studying part, and then I keep doing like all the ancillary things, like, you know, going to the shine part that agrees with it, or to all the other, like the thrive, the thyroid thing. So I take a lot of notes like you. I've got to like draw pictures and take notes. And then what I did to make it easier, I've got index cards where I put how much time that each module is before I start, so that I know how much time I have. So I can.
We have a chart, don't we, Lynn? Didn't we have Star creating a spreadsheet and he's putting all the times in for each module? We should share that.
Yeah, soon. I believe it's under the bulletin board.
Under the what?
Bulletin board. So go to. I can't see what you got there. Is that maybe it's support? I thought it was under bulletin board.
All right. Well, let's check it out and let's put it under something. I mentioned it in the newsletter, but this is a really cool place for extra stuff. Is click on Clinical Pearls.
Yeah, and she's finished them all the way through 2015, every single one. Who came to the orientation course.
Yeah. So why is it just two of them? Oh, February, January.
This is 2019.
I got it. So look over here. It's all of our clinical pearls that have been in our newsletters. And, you know, you read it and you may go, oh, I remember that. And it's buried in your inbox, right? So we had somebody on our team go through this. So 2015. Wow, she really did a great job. And then it has the month and how many we had that month. And then it has the name of it. And you can just click it. And it goes to a separate page. And you can read it, and it's all kinds of cool information. So it's a great way to look at, like, okay, so let's go back there. It's a great way, like, you can kind of look for, okay, I'm looking for more information about XYZ. I wonder if you click search.
Yeah, right there on the top left. See there.
I'm wondering if I do vitamin D. Do I have any clinical pearls on vitamin D?
Well, it'll just show everything on
the site. Everything you want to find out on my
site. See, and there it says right there, Clinical Pearls. Do multivitamins improve heart health?
All right. So I don't know if you guys have used that, but.
No.
I do it all the time.
And you want to say, well, where are all the things that talk about omega-3?
I don't know about that. This is great.
And then you search. It'll take a little while because it's searching the whole site. But look at that.
Yep.
Isn't that cool? Oh, that's even older. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Yay. I'm here to help, right? I'm here to make life easier than it was for me. I mean, that's really my goal in life.
Thank you.
To make this easier than it was for me. Cool?
Awesome. Yeah.
Mahela. Hi, Mahela.
Hi. I have a question. Do you have a plan for an elimination diet that's already written down that I can use?
Absolutely. Let's find it. Let me see if I go back to this and see if it finds it for me. This might just be in this.
Well, isn't it in the digestive module?
Is it?
It is, and it's also, I'll show you another place where we put it.
Food principles.
Food principles. Here we go. Elimination diet. Food principles, elimination diet video. Let's just go to it and we'll find that page.
Yeah.
There you go. So that's the thing. That's a Q&A. Let's see. Video Q&A. Let's see. It's under food allergies, under the body freedom pillar.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
There you go. There's instructions. There's an action plan. There's an assessment. There's a whole.
Well, there's a menu. There's a menu planner. There's a recipe collection.
Yeah. Suspicious food tracking. Yeah.
Is this under the modules?
This is under the body freedom. If you go to body freedom, and it's under the diet one.
Okay.
So under diet. But as you found, you just have to put it in the search thing and you'll find all the places that we mention it. And then diet. And then if we look at the diet pillar, let's see. Diet has health promoting system specific fats. Or maybe it's under, you know what? I think it's under, which section was it under? Go back to it.
Can't see.
It's not under digestion.
It's under.
Yeah.
So there's food allergies.
Food allergies. Yeah. Pillar 5, diet. Oh, system.
So system specific food protocols. Yeah.
Specific food protocols. And then we have eating for bone health, the elimination diet. We have a whole bunch of stuff under there. Yeah. Food allergies. There you go.
Great. All
right.
Okay.
I really have everything, you know, almost everything you can think about in this is somewhere in here. And I'm so happy that the search finally works because we were for years trying to get that fixed and finally it works. So, yay! Yeah, good question. Anything else? Any others? Well, I'm going to ask Mahela because you've had a lot of, you know, pharmacology and all that, you know, does it look like there's stuff, new learning in that macronutrient module that we went through? It may not be a lot compared to, you know, for other people, but do you see?
Like for me?
For you. Yeah. You feel like
I mean, a lot of it is some review from like biochemistry type of classes. This was like 17 years ago. So yeah, like I double bonds and all that stuff. But then, you know, the cascades, and it's a very good review. Yeah.
Good.
Especially the inflammation cascade. And I use that all the time because everybody's inflamed. So I try to explain to them like, okay, well, your arachidonic acid is high and this is what it means.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Appreciate it. Anybody else? Questions, comments? Helpful? These calls are helpful, useful?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
My battery's dying.
I like doing it because it helps me review what's in all these modules. I'm like, wow, there's a lot in here.
How long did it take you?
Years. Years. It just kept coming and flowing and coming and flowing. And, you know, what happened is I had this idea and I laid out the modules I wanted to do. And then we added more modules. I think originally the program was set to be 30 modules. So anybody that signed up back in 2014 or 15 it was a 30 module course. And then there was all these extra modules I thought about and we added to it. So now it's 36. And it's just like things like micronutrients. I had no idea. It took on a life of its own. I thought I'd just do micronutrients, talk about the different vitamins and minerals. I didn't expect that I was going to end up with almost an hour or sometimes more for each of the micronutrients. It's like, okay, now this is a 20 something hour module. And same thing with food principles. I thought I'd share a little bit about that. Let's go into, where is that? Oh, I just have to find it from the side. Food principles, right? We'll get to that. We'll have a module on that, one of these classes on that. But I thought that I was just going to, have a couple of things on it. And, we kept going, oh, but we have to talk about this. Oh, we have to talk about that. And each one of these is, again, like an hour, sometimes more, maybe a little bit less, like 35, 45 minutes. But it took on a life of its own because I was like looking for it. There was no one place I could look for all the stuff that I wanted to share. So it was pulled from a lot of different places to make it practical and clinical. What does it mean scientifically? How do you apply this? And who's a candidate for this? Who should you really be looking at to think, see if this is an issue for them? And then what's the underlying causes? So it's fun. I like doing it. It's really fun for me. And anything else? I just created a new little program that you guys might want to see on the other site. I'm just going to show it to you real quick. It hasn't been released yet, but it became clear to me that not everybody's ready to jump into a longer program, a more in-depth program, but I wanted it to be like an entry-level program that people could do. And, when people ask me, oh, where's a good starting point? Now I have something that I can tell them is a good starting point. And it's called Everyday Hormone Energy Jumpstart. Uh-huh. And because I had all this information laid out, this probably took me three or four hours to put together. And I just pulled and took it from all the different places. And I actually made all the pages myself. But assessments is just showing them. It's meant to be a 7-week program. And it's meant to be jumpstart. Like, just let's get you doing specific things. So it's they get to assess and see which system's out. You've seen those assessments before. But you know how we have the body freedom and there's like a lot of different stuff. I just created a page for each of the pillars. And it's going to be 1 week. Today we're going to focus on fun. Here's some stuff you can do for fun. Today we're going to focus on sleep. Here's a few things. And there's not a lot of action steps. Just a couple of things that they can just grasp and do in a day. The only one that's a little longer is I left my video in on sleep. I just thought it would be really helpful. Exercise, two things they can do. Environment. And it's just meant to be a whole week of just really getting them in touch with these things, but not, doing the deep dive, like diet, like how do I pick all these things? What's the best steps that they're going to start with? Okay. I just get them to do, some greens, read about them, do some blended greens, watch me make cream of broccoli soup and try it, just simple, simple steps. And that's when you're working with people they're at a point where they just need some simple steps. Now, the more in-depth ones, then it's the labs and all that stuff. But, you take the truck driver that's, driving across country and eating crap all the time and, crappy environment, and they're really ready to get healthy. This is a great place to go. And then we have these other, so it's meant to be 7 weeks. First week is assessment, just let them see what's going on. Second week is the pillars. Third week is the digestive jumpstart. So I have like 5 or 6 steps to help them get their digestion in order. And it goes the same for all the others. So it's drink the gut rejuvenator. Oh, I have a typo. Drink the gut rejuvenator and add it to your daily regime. Follow my pre-meal ritual. Chew. Like basic digestive hygiene that we all know makes a big difference. But when they get thrown into a, 3-month program on digestion, it's all this in-depth stuff. They go, I don't want to do that crap. I want to get to the good stuff. Tell me how to get rid of my parasites, So I just created this very simple program. And I'm super stoked about it. I'm just super stoked about it. and digestion, blood sugar, adrenals, thyroid, and then a detox jumpstart. And that's where we have them reassess. And then like, what's next? Right. So by then they should be getting some good stuff, and some of them are done. And some of them are going to go, wow, I did this and my thyroid looks great, but my adrenals are still messed up. Okay. Maybe you need to go do a more intensive work on the adrenals. Anyway, I just would love feedback on it because I haven't released it yet. Nobody has seen this before except you guys.
Looks great.
Yeah.
And I think it's important to note, those of us who are like, oh, great, another program. This isn't anything new. You've already got this. So it's not like something else you have to add.
No. I mean, you don't have to go through this. You already know. It's all in your stuff already. But it's something we'll have access. We'll give you access to it so you can look through it. But if there are some clients you want to guide through a program like this, right, without having to make materials and do all the work, you can have them buy this. I'm going to do a special on it for $97, which is like, you know, a steal, right? It's a 7-week program for $97, but they're not going to get coaching with it. They're not going to get coaching with me. So if you want to do it, they're going to have access to our Unstoppable Health Facebook group, and they're going to go through this step by step. We're going to send emails. I'm writing the emails as we speak. Well, not right now, but I'm getting the emails all written so that once they start, they'll get an email every single day for the Body Freedom saying, hey, how'd you do with the sleep yesterday? Cool. Now we're going to try this. Keep doing what we learned yesterday. Now let's move on to this. You know, it's going to be very, very interactive that way, but possibly, so that we have a program that they can go through, but some of them might want a coach, right? And so I can see this being, hey, once they sign up for the $97 is, hey, would you like somebody to guide you through this, right? And then we can refer to, you know, our coaches. So, and if you guys want to refer to them, you get your affiliate link, you get 50% or 40% or whatever it is we've decided on for doing this, because it doesn't take my team work to do it. So you can get a commission on it, and then you can guide them through it. You can also create a program of your own that says, hey, we're going to take you through a hormone jumpstart, and I'm going to charge you X, whatever the dollars are for the program that includes coaching. And as a bonus, you're going to get this program. And then you just, you know, pay me out of what they pay you, which, you know, like $50, you get to add this to your program, which is really a steal. And it might go up. I'll see how it goes, but I'm going to offer an introductory offer for it for $50, $97. So anyway, anybody think that's a good idea? I mean, does that sound like something you'd be interested in doing and have the framework and have all the resources to guide them?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah.
Because I've often wondered about that. You know, it's like I've got these clients, and yes, we meet once a week, but I still feel like it's only an hour a week. And
right,
they might have something to give them that's more focused so that they have lots of things to add. But then again, I'm also dealing with people. It seems like I've got the ones that are just, they don't even know what a grain is. What's a grain?
Oh, no. Because they came to see Louisa for their eyes. They didn't, right? There's a different audience.
Yes. Like,
a lot of people come to us because they heard about holistic health and nutrition, and they want some.
No, so Louisa has scared the bejesus out of them that they're going to lose their eyesight if they don't see me. It's just really cool. But at the same time, I'm literally starting at ground zero with these people. Which is, it's kind of fun. So, I was laughing when Lynn said, I don't do anything until I get them to drink water. It's like, golly, you're not kidding.
Yeah.
Getting them to drink water. It's like, ah.
Diet Cokes and the, you know, they're drinking coffee and tea and diet sodas and, you know, those energy drinks, which are put out there as healthy, and they're really like crap.
Yeah. Or they think they're getting their water because they're drinking soda.
They do, and they don't realize they're dehydrating. So that's one of the first things we teach them, which we go into that water. You know, and if there's handouts there you want to use to give them or modify to give them, you've got it there. You've got a framework. It's not going to, you know, you can take my logo off the top and put your own or whatever. But, you know, I think it's how we can really support these folks. Right. And there's a different level, right? There's that level. And then there's the people who might, you know, who is it that says they always get the tough ones? Lisa, you know, these people are like, I've been to this, I've been to 14 naturopaths and I don't know what to do and help me. And she goes, oh, we need to look at this and we need to that. And she's this real in-depth analysis, but that's a different, you can do that with these people. Susan's getting is like, do the test? You don't need to test them. You know, they've already know they're going to lose their eyesight if they don't follow. So,
And what I'm challenged with is I'm really having to discipline myself to go slow and not fire hose them.
Yeah.
Because I see how urgent their situation is and how much information they need, but I can't give it to them yet.
So, that's why I picked in here, like pick some of the, like, for the digestion, let's see. Like,
that would be
the particular things that are, like, simple. You know, just let's add a green smoothie to your diet. Let's drink water, right? Or is it diet?
So this is, I have two things. One is, people usually have 15 minutes in the morning. So I say, when you're aware that you're awake, put your hand on your heart, feel your heart beating. Where are you breathing? Because how many of us wake up and we're already hypervigilant? So if you know if you feel your heart beating and you know where your breath is, okay, so that's the first piece. The next piece is to do that Tabata method. It's 4 minutes. All right? So then you got them. Then they've got the movement, and then I have them drink a glass of water.
Yep.
That all takes about 15 minutes.
Yep, exactly.
The good about it is it sets them up for success. They have put themselves first, so they feel good about themselves the rest of the day, whether they do anything else. Chances are they do because they feel good. The second thing I ask them to do at the beginning, and you've got it under your history taking, I believe, it's that commitment. In that commitment, you ask them to come up with things like treats. Here's a little goal. When I reach this goal, what am I going to do? I'm going to take a nice long bubble bath. I'm going to go away for the weekend. Those are two things I have found to be really powerful for people.
Yeah, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. that where your breath, that's mindfulness, right? That's being aware of what's going on in your body and then doing something to shift it if it's not right, right? And that's why I love heart math, because it's just really simple, like, steps, right? And that's why we have this here too, this very short little book to become aware. I love this thing. So, like, see this, it's only 3 steps, right? And then they get some of these habits in place, and then you can build on it, right? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're getting transforming stress. This should be more than $97. We charge $97 for that. It's going to be $297. It's going to be listed on the website. $97. And then during this pre-launch, I'm going to offer it for $97 because I really want to get a lot of people in it. I want to get, you know, see how it works, see if there's things I need to change. And then, you know, we're going to open it up for when, you know, having people refer people to it with an affiliate.
But just so many people say, that's why this is going to be really a success, is because I don't have time.
Right.
So if you can lay out for them, do you have 15 minutes in the morning?
Yep.
Then you can do this. And it's just 3 things.
Yep.
And so I haven't had anybody so far who said, no, I can't do that.
So on the Tabata thing, Lynn, do you just have to go to YouTube and pull up the Tabata YouTube videos?
It's a free app.
Oh.
You know, you can go on our exercise stuff and get all of that.
Oh, you're talking about the So I know what you're talking about. You talk about the app.
Maria did a great job. I was inspired by that with her.
I'm not even sure my people would even know what to do with their bodies.
So, you know, do you think about what things they can do? Like, do they know how to do jumping
jacks? Most of these are older people.
Okay, so you don't want them doing jumping jacks. So, you know, even simple things like, you know, if they can't get out of a chair, right? You have them sit in the chair and just raise their arms up and down, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Simple things in different directions. Then they can, you know, put a little weight or a can of something. I'm sure they have cans. Yeah,
but those water bottles. Because they're drinking water now.
Do they do YouTube? I mean, if they go on YouTube, I know there's tons of sitting exercise routines.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we can.
Okay, cool. That's fantastic, Lynn. Thanks.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, I have a YouTube channel, and I've got little very easy, simple things. So, and I'm not saying you need to share mine, but you can look at it for ideas of what to share with them.
Yeah, and if you're looking for that, it's very easy to make those little videos.
Yeah,
right. You get on your phone. Yeah. You know. You
well, yeah, that's what I do. Phone. That's what I'm saying. Look at mine. You can do it.
You've given me the phone sometimes when you were here and go, I didn't do my video right now. You know, and you can do them on Facebook Live and then just download them if you get comfortable with doing it on Facebook Live. I'm like, I don't care. I'll do it on Facebook Live. I don't, you know, I don't need to worry about it being bad or not because I don't really care. I'm going to be at the waterfall going, hey guys, I'm at the waterfall. I'm getting my exercise. It's a beautiful day, sunshine, vitamin D exercise. How are you doing? And then people get on and they talk to me and it's fun. Like, you want them to get to know you for you. You know, you don't want to be this beautiful. I'm on my video now and I've got the camera people there and the lighting is perfect and my makeup and hair are perfect. And like, that's not me, right? So if that is you, great. Then, you know, I know people who are, that's how they look every day. They're dressed with tea and they're, you know, great. Now let's make that be you. But let them know you because they're, the ones that you resonate with are going to be your best clients. Ones that are always like, about this wacky person telling me to do these wacky things, they're not going to be your good clients, right? They got to be wacky like you if they, you know, they're not telling you to be wacky, right? But
are you saying we're wacky?
Yeah, well, we're all wacky because we don't follow the standard American way. I just go out in public and just look around. And watch how people are eating, the sprays they're putting on, smell them. You know, it's awful. And we're the wacky ones because we're the minority still. But that's not what we're working towards, right? We're committed to making them the wacky ones and us the norm. That's what I want to see. That's my mission, is to change it. So the norm is that people don't use air fresheners. They use a little spray of essential oil in the air. They do diffusers, that they eat real food, that they talk to love and compassion instead of arguing and being stressed out, and that they know this is what I want for the world, especially for our kids. It's really a hard world for the kids, you know? And we need to create an environment where their moms and dads have embraced my kids. It's normal, right? They grew up from the time I was wacky when they were born. So, you know, they've lived that wacky lifestyle the whole time. And now my son's texting me about, you know, his micronutrient and macronutrient intake because he's like really wanting to do it right. It's really cool. Yeah.
Quick question before I have to go. Regarding the affiliate part of that program you're going to launch for the 97 and then 297, can you send an email out to us about that?
I will. And I'm also, I was thinking about this because, you know, if you've never done affiliate marketing before, this is a good thing to learn because you find all the things you know and you can start making income before you have any programs. So I was thinking, you know, Lynn had said this the other, a few months ago, and I'm going to do a little affiliate training kind of thing. Like, how can you sign up for our affiliate program? We're redoing our affiliate backend, so it's not so hard. I was hesitating to do it because we had to go into Infusionsoft to do it, and it was ugly back there. It just like, I don't even like to do it. But we're creating this really nice affiliate front end so that people can go in, they can find the different programs. So it'll be a nice box, just like on this site, you know, how you see these boxes. I'd show it to you, but it's not in a position where we can be seen. I just checked it. The guy sent me a thing today and I'm like, no, but it'll have, let me go back and share again. It'll have boxes like this. And yeah, it'll have boxes like this and it'll say, choose the program you want to promote. And then you'll click it and it'll go to that. I think the page that was working, I can show you. It was crazy. He had my name spelled wrong and you hit register and it went to log in and the other register went nowhere to a 404. And I see we have all this stuff open. Okay, here. I'll just go here. Dr. Rita Marie. Right now it's, we're not telling anybody where it is, but
you spelled your name wrong.
Oh Lordy, I can't type to save my life. I guess if I had to save my life, I would. But more likely my kid's life. DrRita.com/AFFILIATES. Don't tear this down. All right. So this is supposed to have an icon for each of the programs. It'll say right now it says the sweet spot, but I'll show you what's on the sweet spot page. Because it's, oh, I gotta log in. Sorry, I don't know how to log in. I don't know my password and it's not saved yet. But once they log in, it's gonna be really cool because it'll have this, I'm gonna show you somebody else's site, which is gonna be similar to. I saw how she had it and I liked this particular part of her her affiliate thing. So we'll go here and yeah, so see how here it is. So when you click to Sweet Spot or whatever else you want to promote, Everyday Detox, you can click here and get emails, sample emails you can send out. You can have little short stuff that you can send out, or Facebook stuff, Facebook little short quotes, Twitter, and then you can also have, they have multiple emails, and then there was pictures at the bottom that you could use if you were trying to promote it, like on a newsletter or whatever. So we're gonna model this similarly, so you can just, and then you can just download these different things, copy paste them into your own email, right? So that's how we're gonna do it. Hers is, I don't like hers because it has the top and then the bottom. We're actually gonna do a separate page for each one, so it's easier for us to maintain, but also for you to find things. Anyway, and then we're going to set it up. We have it set up where the link, well, your link automatically be populated into there. Our web guy programmed that in. Okay, so once we get this set up, he's still working on it, but once we get this set up and then we'll put each of the programs in there, you'll be able to just go there and be able to say, hey, I really want to promote that program and, you know, make a commission on it. And then I'll teach you more the general ideas of affiliate marketing, because you don't want to just send my email as is. You want to take mine as a guideline and then make it you, right? Make it appropriate for your audience. Make it, you know, in your language, right? I hate it when people send out the exact email and I get five of the exact email from five different people. And it's like, oh Lord, he couldn't even take time to change the subject line. And couldn't you make it a little more personal? You know, you keep a lot of the phrases and stuff, but, you know, make it sound like you. Anyway, that's what I'm looking at. So lots of plans, lots of stuff in the irons in the fire, as they say. Where's the chat? I haven't been looking at the chat. Is there anything in the chat I should look at?
Were wondering how to sign up, and I just put in the link. If you go to the DrRitaMarie.com site, up on the top, it will say affiliate sign up.
Yeah, and that's going to take you to the very confusing page. But it's fine because people have signed up over and over again there. So we have a lot of affiliates in there, and that's where they're signing up right now. But we're going to make it a lot easier.
A question about that. Recently, I've gotten an email giving me the option to sign up as an affiliate for the Sweet Spot coming up.
Yes.
Is that related or is that different?
Yeah. If you want to do it, click it, and then you'll be in the list and you'll get automatically get all the stuff. Yeah, it's related, but we're doing it because we're doing Sweet Spot. Yeah.
Okay, so I've already done that, so I don't need to do anything else right now.
Did you click on it that said, yes, I want to do it?
Yeah.
Yep, you don't have to do anything else. We'll be sending you all the copy and all that kind of stuff. Right,
yeah. Okay, thanks.
She should have had the dates in there, but we'll be sending you a copy, you know, once I get it written. That's my job this weekend is to write all the emails, and then you'll have the copy and we'll send it out, and then you can send it out to stuff. Also, we're reworking some of the stuff, that the free gifts that we're giving people. Jazzy's been working on that all week. Minor changes, but just to make it a little more. This has been a keto/intermittent fasting program from the start, but I never used those words because nobody knew what they were. Now I regret that I didn't, because maybe I could have been the leader of the pack of keto and intermittent fasting. But now everybody's talking keto and intermittent fasting. You know, those of you who have been in that program from the time it was before Beyond, there's an 19-page document at the end of that on intermittent fasting with tons of references. And it just gets people into keto. And I mention it. And I actually, one of my videos for Sweet Spot, I talk about it, like burning fat versus burning ketones. But now that keto is like this hot keyword, I got to get that into some of my stuff so that I can get more traction on it. Anything else? What's in the chat? Like, what's that? I learn a new process every time you do a new program. They like hip wiggles. What's that?
So Lynn says they can't get past the security code.
Where?
I don't know.
I don't know.
One of those CAPTCHA things at the bottom. And I've done it about 20 different things, and it's not going through.
The CAPTCHA at the bottom of the affiliate sign-up?
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
You know, where you have to
somebody else test
the code.
It?
I can't seem to get any of them to work.
I'm already an affiliate, so I don't remember having to do that.
Well, there is a CAPTCHA there. I mean, it might be new since you became it, because we had to because of security.
I keep typing in exactly what it is, and it's not going through.
Oh, bummer. Okay, we'll report that to our web people. Let me just try it. If I go to drritamarie.com and I'll sign up one of my other email addresses. I already have so many affiliate accounts in my own system from testing. Affiliate sign up. Oh, here, I should share. Am I sharing or no? I stopped sharing, I think. Share. I'll just share it. Where is it? Oh, here we go. And this is going to be much more seamless. This is like a page somewhere else. But if you go to drritamarie.com.
See, I've entered all my information, but then it took me to, at the bottom, it has that CAPTCHA thing, and I can't get through that.
I have a hard time with CAPTCHAs mostly everywhere.
Sometimes it's just two or three letters, and I still can't get through it.
I know. Sometimes it's like, okay. All right, so this, anybody have any opinions about the new look on the website? It still has a lot more work to do, so much, but we had to just do something. So affiliate sign up, you click that, and it will still bring you to a page within the site when we finish this. But you fill this out, and then this is where you're saying, like, I have a hard time reading them. Like, what does that say? QH8 or... They try to make it hard. They put all this crap on it.
Well, some of them are even easy to do, and it still won't work.
All right.
I always do the audio.
The ones that get me are the ones where they have the pictures, and you have to put, like, you have to click on the ones that have, like, the storefront, yeah. And you're like, eh. They all look like storefronts.
I know.
Right. Those are a pain. I hate those.
This doesn't even have an audio.
No, it doesn't, but the audio, they always like put some thunder or cloud movement. I mean, something over it, and you go, bleh, 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 like, I don't hear that. I mean, they're just, it's crazy, the whole CAPTCHA thing.
I know. I always keep getting it wrong when I do it.
I get it wrong. Can somebody tell me what that says? Is it QHH? Like, or is it just QH and the other stuff is superfluous? All right. Q?
I've entered them correctly, but it's just not going through.
I'm going to try it. But I can't tell what this is. Can anybody tell me? Is that an 8? Or is that an I? Or I'm looking at it.
That's a H.
QH.
Don't they have, oftentimes if you go down, they'll have where you can listen to it? Because.
Yes, it doesn't. I mean, this is built into intuition.
Oh.
So we have to just deal with what they give us. I'm going to say H. It'll probably come back and say you're wrong. Okay, this one I can read.
I can read a lot of them and it's not working.
All right, let me see. And if so, if I can't get through KD9, that's pretty obvious that it's KD9, right?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Got it.
Well, mine won't do that.
You might have a cache. You might have a cache issues, like you have to clear cookies in cache.
Gosh, and I don't know how to do that.
Okay, you go here.
I hate doing it.
It says, "It's you go, are you in Chrome? Because in Chrome you go here and you go to settings.
Can't do that and Chrome at the same time.
Oh. Go to settings, that little, the three dots up in the corner. You go to settings and you go all the way to the bottom and click on advanced. And then there's a thing on... clear browsing history. Clear browsing history, you see that? And you do that, and then I don't, you know, you can say it for the last hour. I don't think I have anything in there. And it clears history from all the signed in devices, no cookies and other data, cached images and files. I'll just say cookies. I know I don't know.
That just worked. I just did it and it worked.
You just did it and it worked. Yes, yeah, so it's something on your system there. Maybe, like Lynn said, it's a cache thing or it might be.
Maybe advanced, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's weird. Anyway.
Oh, well.
All right, this has been cool. We've covered a lot of ground. I got to go. I have another call to get ready for. Last chance for any questions.
When is the next one?
The next one? Let me look at my calendar. We do them once a month. It should be listed. Lynn, do you know if it's listed on the
pages,
the page, you know, the upcoming call page? Let's see, March 28th. So exactly a month from now.
Now. Last time you said 1, 2, and 3. So are we doing just one?
So we're just on the bigger ones. Yeah. Well, the last time
we number 4 is the micronutrients. So I think you talked about breaking that up into 3 or 4 calls, like even the B vitamins, breaking those out.
I've got to think about the best way to present that, but I think what I want to do, you know, is maybe every, kind of like what we do with diet with the BFF people, is like, diet is so big, just giving it a month on its own is like, you know, it's cramming. It's like, yeah, two fire hose again. So we spread it out. We did it with other stuff. So we may like, I don't know. think about it. If anybody has any comments, because it's, you know how big the micronutrients thing is. It's like 20 hours of stuff.
Or maybe even if you just broke it in half, like vitamins on 1 month and nutrients.
Yeah, we could do it that way. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
There's 31 vitamins.
Yeah. 31 vitamins? Uh-huh. Or 31 vitamins and minerals total?
I think it's 31 total.
Okay, 31 nutrients. So, wow. Okay. We'll go through. And, you know, it's not like we're going to teach every single one. I just want to teach you the clinically relevant stuff out of each one. But I want to show you, I'll probably take longer on the first one to show you how we laid it out. We have absorption, we have food sources, we have the chemistry of it, we have things that help it absorb, things that get in its way, we have labs, you know, we have all that stuff. So I just want to show you thoroughly on one, and I probably don't need to go through each one. But I think what I was looking at in terms of breaking it out was allowing you guys to
to be able to go past it, not like, so like you decide, I'm going to do two nutrients a week or one nutrient a week, but I'm going to work with the next module too, which is history taking. Is that what the next module is after that?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's 34 micronutrients.
34. Cool. Yeah. So I think it's history taking. So you may want to like, I want to get into history taking. I don't want to spend whatever 35 hours or 30. Yeah. Cause it's probably 30 hours because each one of them is close to an hour. Some of them are over an hour. I don't want to spend 35 hours of my time and then, you know, spend 6 months before I get through the next module. So, well, Lynn and I, let's chat about it and then see what the best way to do it is. Maybe there's a button on there that says, great. Or maybe at the end of the first one you do, we say, great. And you don't have to do them in order, right? If you're looking at, I really want to learn this one and this one and this one, you can do the micronutrients in whatever order you want. But there is a test at the end of each micronutrient, a little mini test. And then there's the big test, which is actually broken down into four. The final exam in that one is four sections. So B vitamins, vitamin, the rest of the vitamins, minerals, maybe micro minerals, and I don't know how it's divided, but I think, well, maybe it's three. So it's divided into three or four tests. Because I want you to know this stuff, and this is what differentiates us a lot. There's a lot of things that differentiate us from other programs out there. You don't get this. You don't get this learning in all these nutrients.
No, you don't.
And I think it's important. You know, you're not going to memorize it all, but I think it's important that you have a sense of what these things do, so you can talk to people, and especially like, where are they going to find them in food? How do you know if they're deficient, right? And how do you test for them? Okay.
Well, it's how they interact with each other too.
Ah, that's a big piece, right? How do they interact with each other? Somebody want to take on a project, advanced credits for certification, we'll make a deal with you, to create, when you go through the micronutrients, to create a really cool chart that shows all the micronutrients are across the top and all of them down the side and shows which ones which interfere with each other. So, nope, can't do zinc and copper together, right? Or zinc and copper have a relationship or something like that. We can brainstorm how to do it. But I'd love to have a chart like that. I'd absolutely love to have a chart like that. And I don't have the patience to create one or the time to create one. But, you know, one of these days. Because it's unique. There's nothing out there that's like, or one document that says, here's all the mineral interact. I've looked for it. You know, I've looked for a study. I've looked for a book. You know, I thought it was going to be one of these. They had the micronutrient revolution or something. It came out. I thought, I'm going to get this book because it's going to have this in it. No. You know, maybe buried in the information with each, like, what about this nutrient? But I want one chart. So when somebody says, you know, can I take iron with magnesium? Can I take zinc with I can double check, right? Which of the nutrients you shouldn't take together?
Okay. Or which ones you should take together?
Or which ones, yeah, which ones benefit each other. So we can have a little code in that box instead of a check mark. We can say B for beneficial, or, you know, C for contraindicated or something like that. But that's a good point too. Because, yeah, which ones enhance, like C enhancing the absorption of iron, right? But iodine and vitamin C don't go well together. And magnesium and whatever else, there's magnesium doesn't go well with, I think it's zinc, right? And it's good to know, because if they're taking a bunch of nutrients, spending a lot of money on it. Maybe Mahala knows all this because she's a pharmacist. Do you have any charts or recommendations to where we can find those charts?
No, but I do know that zinc with magnesium you shouldn't take together.
Right.
That would inhibit the absorption of each other.
Right.
So that's why I never recommend a multivitamin ever.
I don't like multis, right. I don't like them at all. Yeah, I get that. And there's a lot of those, and they're all, it's all buried. It's all in our information.
Right? I was going to say, if you go, you know, if you start it, you go through each of the different ones. We have interactions right in there.
Oh, yeah.
So it really would be just a piece of.
Create the chart as you're learning it. Like, create the chart. I'd be happy to.
I'm doing that right now, and I'm in like midway through the, I think it's the minerals is the second part. And I'm thinking, man, I need to get this organized.
Yeah.
My head's kind of like you know, ready to
start. I would be, I'm the queen of spreadsheets, as you might have noticed by now. So I would be happy to create the blank template. And then we put, then I can actually just give it to somebody. I'll just tell them what I want and I'll just tell them, go through all these, put them on the top, put these on the bottom. And then, all you can just put it in the macronutrient, thing, place, and whoever wants to work on it can work on it. Or who wants to pick certain nutrients that they want to do, like pick, I'm going to do copper and I'm going to put in all the interactions with copper and you're going to do zinc. And, you know, I could make it, we can make it a Google spreadsheet.
Well, okay. To really add to this, we have some of those documents way back in the day when I first started. We had one of the assignments was for people to do an herb or nutrient.
Paper, yeah.
A paper on that. And actually, that is still one of the assignments in this course. So we have those PDFs because the idea was to take the PDFs and create kind of a folder for everybody to have access to these.
Oh, we could, you know, so that originally like you said, we thought we'd make it a book, but I thought, how do we do this when we have new people coming in? And, you know, it's
right.
I think a folder is great. Like, here's the paper. So you can,
right. So you can go in there. Like if you're working with somebody that has a copper issue, you can go through this folder and see the people who've written a paper on copper. And you can pull that out and you can use it for your own reference, but you could also have something to give to your client about copper.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have some of those already. Can we create that folder? I mean, just describe it for Frances. She's our queen of Google Docs, right? And just
that's right.
Organize this. She may even have ideas that we don't have because she's, that's how she thinks, right? She thinks in terms of organizational structure and how to lay it out.
Yeah.
So we have some ideas. Just tell her what you're trying to do. Tell her like the end result we're trying to get. And then we can share that link and make it a pretty link because those long links are so hard to deal with. I copied and pasted. I found a supplement for somebody on a private call today and I'm like, oh, well, I'll just give you the link to this. And I pasted it into her file. It was 16 lines long. Like, oh, Lordy, that's so hard, right? But so anyway. All right, guys, have a great rest of the evening. Thanks so much for all your participation, your ideas, your enthusiasm. We're changing the world, right? We are creating all together. I can't do it alone. None of you can do it alone. We're creating a world where we're no longer wacky, where we are the norm and they're the wackies, right? And we're going to train and teach and convert them into, you know, really into taking care of themselves. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Is everybody aligned with that mission? Am I just throwing it out there and nobody else?
No. I actually hear from doctors who are looking for our people. So,
and that's what I want to create too, is doctors. Well, we have a lot of doctors in the program already, but I want to attract more of them. And we may have a separate little fast track for doctors. So, you know, we don't have to bore them with anatomy and physiology and just get them into the, like, I'm thinking, this is what I'm thinking, Lynn and I've been brainstorming this, of taking things and making it modularized. So instead of 36 modules, there's the functional nutrition mastery section. And that would have the micronutrients, the macronutrients, the food chemistry and all the stuff from BFF. And then we'd have the assessments mastery and it'd have all the assessments, functional assessment mastery. That would have all that stuff. And then we'd have the, what's the other ones? Body systems mastery, hormone mastery, right? And we'd have all of those different sections. And so you can go through them in whatever order you want. And then for Laura's stuff, which we're Laura Fine stuff, the psychological, emotional, energetic mastery, you know, I'm trying to probably keep the word energetic out of it because I want this to be
something. Subconscious cellular healing.
Right, but instead of calling it that, right, that's the name of the system, the program, but I'm saying the section, we could call it something that's going to appeal to people who are in mainstream medicine or have been trained there in nursing. And so if you go psychological and emotional mastery and the connection between that and, you know, or mind-body mastery or something like that, something along that line. And then we have all these different sections that we can get into and work on, right? Yeah. Anyway, just some thoughts, but I think that piece, the functional nutrition mastery, if we were to just offer that piece,
to medical professionals. They don't get that. We know they don't get that in medical school. We know they don't get anything near that. And that would be very, you know, I think it would be very appealing to them.
Well, they don't even understand a lot of the tests we do. You know, these clients go to their doctors and say, hey, I did this Dutch test. And they're like, oh, what? You know,
they don't even get, I mean, most of them, if you say, well, I'm really concerned because the 4-hydroxyestrone is high and I'm concerned about breast cancer. And they're like, what's 4-hydroxyestrone? Because that's not in there. They're not looking at functional. They're looking at the estrogen's high. Give them estradiol. Give them estradiol.
They're looking at it pharmacologically.
Right. And when you look at that, like, what damage can you do to somebody by just saying, oh, their estrogen's low and give them estradiol? What are you looking at the ratio? Like their estradiol is really low. These are carcinogenic. Their progesterone's low. Like we got to do this in balance. And this is the stuff that you'll know, right? And if you're working in a doctor's office, then you know, like, wait a minute. Have you checked to see if they have aromatase excess? You know, don't give this guy testosterone because he wants to be buff and then have him convert it all to estrogen. And he's not buff. He's booby. Right. And you guys know this stuff when you go through all this. It's so important. And some of you know it already from just being on the cases and all that, but even if you haven't been through the modules on it. But this is what I want, is people that can stop, like, that's dangerous. Don't do that. Don't ever give on a post estrogen without progesterone unless you've already identified that they're way high in progesterone. Because it's pretty dangerous. That's where we put people at risk, is proliferative cancers. Yeah. Anyway, I can go on and on, but excited, proud of you guys for being here, excited to have you here and really part of this mission, which I'm just so thrilled with. So thank you all. Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.